T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we had the playoffs over the weekend, and if you remember a few years ago, the Detroit Lions had a coaching vacancy. They were coming off a season that was 9-7, and they got rid of Jim Caldwell, which, to be honest, I thought was the right move. Retrospect, maybe not so much. Still the right move. Obviously, the replacement, Mr. Patricia, has not done well. Another team had a vacancy as well, coming off a 9-7 season. And they hired Mike Vrabel. Now, you remember when the Lions were going through their coaching search, we doing great investigative work. We had, John McClain from
John
the Houston
McClain,
Chronicle.
The legendary.
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Fame football writer talking about Mike Vrabel.
Because Vrabel was coaching with the Texans at the time.
Yes, he was, the defensive coordinator, I believe, of the Texans. And, you know, he actually coached and played for Bill Belichick. So we were looking for that Patriot deal as well. And I remember that interview when both of us said, oh, my God, let's hire Mike Vrabel now because of what John McClain said about him. You know,
he was very high on him.
Very high on him. We interviewed a Boston writer about Matt Patricia as well. And he was pretty high on Patricia, but not like McClain was on Vrabel. And I remember we were sitting there saying, Mike Vrabel might be the guy. And now, well, look, we didn't know just based on, you know,
Saying the Lions should select their coaches based on
John McClain.
Based on interviews we do of journalists?
Exactly. Okay. No, obviously not. But I found it pretty interesting to watch Vrabel, what he was able to do in his 2 years, including they were 9-7 last year as well, didn't make the playoffs, finished third, and then winning a playoff game this year in the wild card after a second-place finish in the AFC South, and not just winning, going into Foxborough and beating his disciple, Bill Belichick.
His mentor. Yeah. He's the disciple.
Correct. That's right.
Yeah. So what's your question? Did the Lions make a mistake?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. For right now, I mean, the record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
But when you watch the Titans play, some things said, you know what? I understand the philosophy because that's what the Lions said they wanted to do. You know, control the line of scrimmage, run the football, and boy, they ran the football with Derrick Henry. By the way, it was a second-round draft choice.
Who is, in the last 6, 7, 8 weeks of the NFL season, been as good as any running back in the league.
Yes.
I mean, he has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, I think it's funny, Stoney, because last December, I believe it was, where you went to a Lions press conference with Matt Patricia, and you asked him about the way the league is, and your premise was we're in an offensive explosion now where it's all about quarterbacks and passing. And he'd said, no, I beg to differ. This is still football.
Yeah, December and playoff football.
In December and playoff football, you win games by running the football.
He's right. He was right, yeah.
Yeah, but why aren't they doing that then?
Well, because the Lions just aren't that good at it. That's the problem. That's different.
Right, but I guess my point is that, you know, I mean, they Kerryon Johnson ain't Derrick Henry.
No.
You know, and Dalvin Cook looks a hell of a lot more like Derrick Henry than Kerryon Johnson does. And yet the Lions, and that, you know, you can say that was pre-Patricia. It was still during Quinn. They passed on on Dalvin Cook and took Jared Davis.
Right.
You know, I mean, so they can sit there and
say. They passed
on
Derrick Henry in round two as well, probably, I assume.
Like, if you look at the four teams that won over the weekend, other than Seattle, who obviously has been just decimated by injuries at the running back position to make them go after beast mode, the teams that won are able to run the football.
Yep.
You know?
Well, although if you want to take total yardage, three of the four teams that won had less rushing yardage than their opponent, though.
Okay.
But I understand that their game plan, you're correct.
Right.
Between Cook and Henry and Houston's running the ball as well.
And Deshaun Watson running the football too.
Yeah. But yes, but you didn't have to win the rushing battle yardage to win the games. But you're right. And here's the other thing I noticed from Vrabel that I don't see with Patricia. And granted, that has a lot to do with winning. But even when you go back to last year, when people, and I was one of them who criticized, there was a game where he went for two for the win instead of the tie, or, you know, he could have kicked a field goal. I don't remember the exact circumstances. He said, look, we're here to win games, not tie. Vrabel.
Okay.
And he seems to really have, the players have bought in a lot more, it seems, from afar than the Lions have with Patricia. They seem to really love him.
The biggest difference to me with Vrabel as opposed to, say, Patricia or Bill O'Brien or Brian Flores is Vrabel played for Bill Belichick as well as a coach. So he understands the player's mentality of it and also the coaching mentality of it. And I think that gives him a leg up
over
some of the other guys that have come from the Bill Belichick tree and gone on to be head coaches.
That's an interesting delineation to make, yeah.
There's no doubt that Vrabel is a better coach than Patricia and a better hire right now. I'm not trying to defend Patricia here a little bit, but I did hear the stat over the weekend that the disciples are 14-13 against Belichick straight up.
Yeah.
Right. Patricia's one of them.
Yeah. So there is an advantage to having been, you know, let's not make, you know, put Mike Vrabel up on a mountain yet. Right. He's clearly done better. I'm not trying to say he's not done better, but let's not exaggerate maybe what he's done either here. He knew how to mentally prepare to go in there.
Right. He also knew that he had Derrick Henry, and he knew that the Patriots had really been struggling against the run the last few weeks, as good as that defense looked early in the season.
And they completely shut down their passing game completely.
Yeah, well, I mean, Henry had 100 yards by the by halftime.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And what's the stat? The Patriots were 0 and whatever at home if a guy ran for over 120 yards, and Henry almost had that, you know, early in the third quarter.
I mean, Boomer pointed out at halftime when they didn't score a touchdown to go up 17-7 instead of 13-7.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if they score a touchdown, then they ran it three straight times.
Right.
Had they scored a TD, they would have won the game probably.
Yeah. Because then it gave Houston or Tennessee the ball back, and they ran the ball. I mean, Henry ran the ball down the field 75 yards, scored a touchdown. And then the kid who got the pick six at the end of the game almost had a pick six at the halftime.
Right.
I mean,
he dropped,
which at about the 50-yard line, Logan Ryan, who would have probably had a pick six right there on Brady. I don't know how many ways to slice it. I mean, we're talking about the Lions, and we're talking about playoff teams. So they're always going to fail in comparison.
Here's something else I noticed from the weekend. Of the seven tight ends that made a contribution in the games over the weekend, just one was drafted in the first round, and that was Ben Watson, was the last pick of the first round by the Patriots.
That was in 1984.
Right. Frisker, undrafted tight end. Jared Cook, third round. Rudolph, second round. Fells, undrafted. Ertz, second round. Goddard, second round.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, what the hell were they doing?
I mean, yeah, Stoney, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, what they were doing is they were trying to find a guy who could help their offense.
I understand that.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, I get your point, totally. And I'm not trying to defend, I feel like Gov here, I'm not trying to defend the Lions by saying that. But if you knew what George Kittle was going to be,
right,
you would take him with that pick.
Yeah, I'm not even going back to George Kittle.
I'm saying, let's say, I mean, if T.J. Hockenson put up the year that George Kittle just put up or anything close to it, we wouldn't be Lions
true.
Obviously thought that Hockenson, they don't look at the position and go, well, I'm not a big fan of the logic of you can't take that guy here. If he had turned into a dominant tight end, nobody would be second guessing where they drafted
him. But history shows that you get really good tight ends elsewhere in the draft. That's the point.
History shows you get every good position. Take any player Tom Brady, where was he drafted?
I know, sixth round.
Find guys for every depiction of what you're doing.
But tight end is a position where the greatest tight ends of all time weren't even first round.
Do you think that's a pattern?
Yes, I do. I think people
you only get good tight ends in the later rounds?
Not only, but I think from the second round on, I mean, I don't have the list of all the first round tight ends, but most of them, I would assume, haven't been great. I mean, we have three here. One might turn out to be great. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Well, with, you know, Ebron and Pettigrew, you know, but Pettigrew's a fine player, but not where you take
him. I totally agree. I'm not going to defend the Lions for taking a tight end, but I guess part of the reason why great tight ends haven't been taken in the first round is because teams don't take them in the first round, which supports your argument.
Right.
You know, but I don't think you can sit there and go, well, only the great tight ends come in later rounds. That's more coincidental than anything else.
Maybe it's because it's position of need or position of value, and you don't You don't have to take a first round pick and take a tight end is the point. And we're getting that way with running backs too.
One of my big takeaways from the weekend was the low scoring games. I mean, this high flying NFL, that was just a little fad last year.
Because right.
Look at the Super Bowl. Last year was 13-3. What the two games go OT for the teams to have to score more than 20 points, and then the Titans got to 20 because of a defensive score.
Right.
I mean, very low scoring.
But you also have the Chiefs and the Ravens waiting in the wings, too.
Yes.
So, I mean, there could be some higher scores put up this weekend.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.